Test 71, Section 2, Question 11. This one, we're looking for the role that urbanization may reduce total pollution. So that's the sort of role question. We want to know how that works. It says, although large cities are generally more polluted than the countryside, increasing urbanization may actually reduce total amount of pollution generated worldwide. So that seems a little conclusion-y. Let's see what we get in the next bit. Residents of large cities usually rely more on mass transportation, live in smaller, more energy-efficient dwellings. So mass transportation, smaller, more efficient dwellings. Thus, a given number of people will produce less population if concentrated in a large city than if dispersed among many small towns. So the same number of people produce less pollution if concentrated in large cities. And so that, even though that sounds like the main conclusion, that is really in support of the idea that increased urbanization may reduce the total amount of pollution generated worldwide. And so that's kind of our conclusion. And so, A, it's used to support the conclusion that people should live in large cities. It's not saying that they should, it's just saying it could reduce pollution. It is a statement offered to call into question the claim that large cities are generally more polluted. It's not calling that into question. It's saying, yes, that's true, but it's saying it may reduce overall pollution. Statement serving merely to introduce a topic to be addressed? No, it seems and plays no logical role. It is what they're trying to prove. Premise offered in support of the conclusion that large cities are generally more polluted? No, it's not supporting that. And E, it is a claim that the rest of the argument is designed to establish? Yeah, that's what we're looking for. It is the conclusion. And so, therefore, E is our best answer.